Next case, please.
The next application is 11,893. Josephine Brett seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-34B, 115-183C, and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Crazy Lane and at the end of 3rd Street in Bay Vista. The 911 address is 21021 Crazy Lane, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.16, parcel 142. Specifically, they're requesting a 3.4-foot variance, a 2.6-foot variance, a 5-foot variance, and a 2.7-foot variance. Received no letters in opposition, 3 mail returns, and we did receive one letter in support. And the letter is, this letter is to notify the board that I, Judy Trenas, of the owner of the property at 21017 Crazy Lane, Rehoboth Beach, adjacent to the property, will not dispute the application for variance for the side and rear yard setbacks. I have no objections or concerns with my neighbor's property or structures on her property, and please do not hesitate to contact her. And again, that's Judith Trenas. Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sandra L. Eigenbrod, 20013 Newry Drive, Unit 5, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you again. And not to insult anyone's intelligence, but for the record, I'm still Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywick and Fisher. And I am once again representing the applicant, Josephine Brett, who is the current owner of the subject property. And with me is Sandy Lee, who is Ms. Brett's realtor, and Ms. Brett is also available for any questions as well. This property is also zoned MR, also requires 30 feet in the front yard, as well as 10 for the sides and rear, and sheds of a certain size, which these are all under, may be located 5 feet from side lot lines or rear lot lines in the rear yard. A survey was performed by Foresight Services in September of 2016, included with the application, and it was prepared in the process of a prospective buyer purchasing the home. The home is under contract, was supposed to settle several weeks ago, and it's been delayed, partially pending this application and a couple other issues. But again, that survey was included in your application, and that issue and the subject of this application are the second story screened porch in the rear of the home, the movable sheds in the left rear corner, and the front right corner, and the deck in the right rear of the property. I would say the property is unique in that just the shape alone. The survey brought up a couple head scratchers for me in trying to figure out what's the front yard. How does that front yard move around, especially with lot B there? And so I think that alone brought up some uniqueness with this property, as well as its neighbor to the right on this survey is a yacht basin. So there's no improved land over there. It's a little water canal for Bay Vista residents to access the Rehoboth Bay or the longer trip out to the Delaware Bay. While the sheds are each labeled as movable and they rest on concrete block, they do pose some difficulty in moving them. The one in the top left corner, looking at the survey, the 9.9 by 14.1 foot shed, I visited it today, and along the side that is labeled as 9.9 and along the front, which is labeled as 14.1 on those surveys, there are some trees and bushes planted there. They stand 6 to 10 feet tall. They vary in height. And so they kind of sort of enclose the shed in its spot. Again, it is labeled as movable, but there would be some difficulty in moving it. And then the movable shed, 20.3 feet by 11.8 feet. Again, it's movable. It's rather large. It would be a little bit more difficult to move. And you can see the indication of a landing there, sort of on the, I guess, easterly side of that shed. There's a little landing. So it steps up. Since the shed is on concrete block. It's off the ground, and so there's a landing to help get into it. And that landing, again, kind of keyholes it into the spot that it's in. The deck is less than 24 inches above grade. I went today and measured it at 22 inches, and I think I was in a bit of a hole when I was measuring it. This yard slopes from the house to the yacht basin and terminates in riprap, so this isn't the type of property that is bulkheaded with land filled back in. Again, it slopes, terminates in riprap, and you know, I think between the sloping and the riprap, that's part of the reason why this deck is slightly elevated. You'll also note the first note on the survey notes that this parcel is in flood zone, which is another reason perhaps for the elevated, slightly elevated deck. The deck in question was also recently redecked, and I believe that was done under permit. Unfortunately, I don't have the date of that permit, but Mrs. Brett is here, and she has let me know it was done, at least by her belief, done under permit, as she hired a contractor to do that work. And the prospective purchasers are interested in all the improvements remaining in their current locations. And it should be noted, I guess, as well, the shed in the back left corner of the property is a little unique. It's not something you just pick up at Lowe's. It's got a little bit of character. There's a little cupola on top of the roof. While it's small, it does have some, it's a nice shed. It's got windows and this cupola. So again, turning to the standards for relief, as provided in the current application. One, the uniqueness of the property. The property is unique in its shape. As that front lot line sort of step backs, jogs back, and I believe turns into a side lot line at that point. And in that, its southerly boundary runs along Bay Vista Yacht Basin. And again, the slope from the home down to the yacht basin. Two, it cannot otherwise be developed. The property has already been developed, and all improvements were in place prior to the development of neighboring properties, which are all now developed as well. And the variance requests are necessary to allow the improvements to remain in their place. Three, the difficulty was not created by the applicant. The applicant did not create the practical difficulty related to removing the improvements that are subject of the requested variances. Mrs. Brett, as I mentioned, had used contractors to build, place certain improvements, build a deck, including the second story screen and porch sort of in the rear of the home. Four, the requested variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The improvements necessitating the variance requests have been in place for several years, to Ms. Brett's best recollection since the late 90s or early 2000s. And should the variance request be granted, allowing the improvements to remain in their locations, the essential character of the neighborhood would not be altered. If you ride around Bay Vista, not to throw a red flag to the board, but there are several sheds that are within, to the naked eye, side and rear lot lines. And the current owner has not received complaints related to the improvements that are subject to these variance requests. And in fact, a letter in support was just read in to the evidence. And Ms. Brett let me know that that letter of support, she received a copy of it, came from the owner of Lot D on the survey, so that neighboring property to the left if you're standing in front of the home. And these are the minimum variances. Each of the variances requested represent the least modification possible of the regulation at issue, and each are all that is needed to afford relief and allow the improvements to remain in their current locations. And Sandy, if you could, please state your name for the record.
Sandra L. Eigenbrod.
And Sandy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a realtor.
Are you a realtor in this area?
Yes.
And do you know the subject property?
I do.
And how long have you been a realtor in this area?
I've been a realtor in Delaware for 16 years.
And in your opinion, would the, if each variance request was granted, in your opinion, would that adversely affect any of the neighboring properties in terms of marketability or sales prices?
No.
That's all I have, gentlemen, unless there's any questions. And as I mentioned, Ms. Brett is here as well, if you'd like to ask her anything specifically.
All righty, thank you. All right, Mr. Hudson, I'll start with you, please.
Okay. So most of these improvements have been made since early 1990s or late 1990s to early 2000s?
Yes, as I understand it, yes.
Does the office have a record of permits and COs?
We would have to do some research to verify if all the permits and COs were issued.
Okay, thank you.
I think Mr. Hudson has asked the questions I was going to ask you, part of them anyway, that permits should have eliminated this, these encroachments.
Right. I don't believe that permits were issued for all of them, and I can't comment on which ones that were issued or not. As I said, to my knowledge, and Ms. Brett may be able to clarify this, but to my knowledge, the deck was recently redecked, and that was done under a permit.
That was under a permit.
Yeah, the sheds, I'm not as sure if each shed was permitted or if some were permitted and some weren't. I'm not sure about that.
Well, you explained to me the rear shed in the corner, okay, and the how about the movable shed in the front? What did you say about that?
The one to the smaller one to the left.
Yeah, you talked about that.
I didn't comment on that one since it's more than 30 feet off of the front lot line. Right. The larger one, the 20.3 by 11.8 shed off to the right.
Right.
Like I said, it is movable. It's a little larger. I don't know that you know just a couple guys couldn't just pick it up and move it. I think you'd have to get some piece of equipment to move it. And there's a landing right by the label of 20.3. Mm-hmm. There's a square of concrete. That's a concrete landing that helps you get into the shed since it's elevated on block. So it's kind of a large step into the shed, which I think kind of keyholes it into its position.
Okay. And the deck. So if you took 5 feet off that deck, you would still have a nice big deck, wouldn't you?
Be a lot of work. All the posts are out on that furthest edge. It would be a lot of work, and I think probably considerable cost.
Okay.
But yeah, well, you'd only be about 3 feet deep. It's 8 feet.
Okay.
By 14, so it'd be a little perch, I guess.
Well, you pretty much responded to my questions. Okay. Okay. How about the one the screen porch? It's the on the same in the rear, 3.4 variance?
Yes.
Okay. So this is all raised up because of the flood requirements?
I think that's why the deck on the yacht basin is elevated. The one in the back that needs the 3.4, that is a elevated porch. That's on the second story, so it's very high up. That's why I said it would be quite a bit of cost, I think, to cut 5 feet off of, well, not 5 feet, but I guess just short of 4 feet off of it. You'd be dealing with the pilings and everything.
I was talking about the deck, the 24-foot deck.
Oh, well, that's also a little elevated. The deck, there's the three steps there. One of those steps is actually on grade, so it's two steps up, so it's about 22 inches. And it's framed up with 2x8s or 2x10s. So in order to pull that 5 feet back, there would be some cost to it. And I do have a picture of it, actually. And, I think this may help. So I'll pass these around.
Yeah, let me see that. Kind of looks like you thought we were going to ask this question.
Well, I definitely thought it would help because, it's when I first brought this application to planning and zoning, like I said, it was kind of a head scratcher. And one of those head scratching moments was, is this thing a deck or is this thing a dock?
Yeah, right.
But again, I think because of the slope, they had to sort of build it up to help address the slope, the riprap. You can see that there are some mooring whips off to the edge of the dock, so it is used for, quasi-deck purposes too, I guess. And it's, you know, like I said, elevated only about 22 inches. And then closer to the water, it actually steps down. The survey doesn't show that step down, but you can sort of see it in this picture.
That's a good picture. So in other words, without that riprap in the
bulkheading,
say the way the ground's going there, you would probably have been able to put it right on the ground, right, as a deck.
Yeah, you can see one sort of in the foreground. Yeah. It is sunk a little bit more into the ground.
Two steps up. Okay, so you would, if you could have, you would have put it on the ground, right? Not need the variance. You wouldn't have needed a variance.
Right.
At all. Okay, that explains that. Thank you. No other questions?
Mr. Workman?
Your shed probably on some of that block's closer to the flood zone, it's probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure the placement, and I'm not sure what the flood maps look like at the time they were placed, but they're on block, and then there's probably a 2x6 framing member, and then the floor. So the 2x6s are kept off the ground, and probably for good reason.
Yeah, probably it is. No other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mills?
I guess it's safe to say that the decking is integral to the dockage.
Yes.
And that probably from Crazy Lane, the only visible shed is the one that is north and west at the front of the property.
Correct.
The others probably aren't visible, as it would appear in that the view that we're seeing up on the screen.
Correct. It's a fairly well wooded lot, and yes, that's correct.
And in regard to the screen porch, probably isn't seen by anything or anyone, since it doesn't appear to be anything behind that property.
No.
No other questions.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Is that land to the rear of the property that's wooded, is that owned by the community, or is that?
I believe that is a homeowner, but that their house is built out of this screen. So it's at the top of your screen. You can't see the home. And, you know, I'm not sure as to if that is wetlands down there in the trees or not.
And do you have someone, can your witness affirm your statements? Or do you have someone to affirm your statements? Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Josephine Winograd, 21021 Crazy Lane.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It'll be your truth, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Brett. Are you the current owner of this subject property?
I am.
And were you listening to the set of facts and circumstances?
I did.
Would you affirm that the facts as I presented them were true to the best of your knowledge?
This two-story screen and porch, that's in question, correct?
The shed here is in question.
That is the original. When I bought the house, it had a stairs going up to it, and it was a good-sized landing. And I didn't want it off my bedroom stairs coming up, and so I took them out, and I went probably 2 feet on each side, widthwise, not towards the property line, widthwise, and screened in. Then I screened it in.
Okay.
But it was widthwise. It wasn't towards the line.
And this is work you're referencing that was done to the second story screen porch.
And I had contractors take care of that.
Okay.
The deck is like.
And
this is the deck you're talking about?
Well, you were just talking about this deck,
right,
which is 8.1 feet deep. So as long as you've owned the property, it's always been 8.1 feet deep,
yes, the
but it's been extended in length.
Width. Right, the width of the house. It's the line, the width of the house.
And when the deck located near the yacht basin was redone, was that done under a permit?
That. My sister and I did that deck. And a couple friends ripped it up for us. Help rip it up. And we put that down ourselves. It was not new surface underneath anything. It was the top boards, and from what I understand, you're just replacing. You don't need a permit for that, because you're not tearing it apart, you're just replacing what was there. And that is the original deck when I purchased the home. So I don't understand about the distance, but that's okay. But we did it. My sister is super handy, and four of us did it.
And what you're telling us is that it wasn't created by you as the applicant. It was already there.
Oh, the deck? Yes, sir. Okay. It was, and I did not extend it because when I moved in, it riprapped because of where the water is. They had to tear apart the deck to get the riprap in.
And the reason that it's in question now is because there are several violations that, whether created by you or not, it we need to address. And so the question about the sheds, were all those sheds there when you bought the property?
The sheds came in 2001.
All three of them?
When I purchased, I purchased them.
Mm-hmm. And did you get a permit when you purchased them?
Well, I didn't know I needed a permit because where I was purchasing from and the delivery and whatnot, I figured it was the whole package.
Mm-hmm. So you relied on the contractor or the people you put?
Okay. Right.
Okay. Good.
Okay. And, you know.
Okay. And everything that Mr. Meredith has stated is true?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well.
Thank you.
We finally got to that.
Alrighty.
Thanks. I just didn't want your client to dig a deeper hole or something there, you know.
I didn't want to do it by saying stop.
So. Yeah. I appreciate the honor.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Then hearing no other questions or further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant and the has approached the five reasons
standards.
For
five
granting standards. A variance.
Yep.
Okay.
Very well.
And there is a uniqueness to the property. It certainly is a 40-foot here, and then it goes out and extends in to another 60 feet, so that's a uniqueness there. I don't believe that the applicant has created any of this encroachments that have been on here. From what we see for the deck, that one there was not created by the applicant. If she was just putting decking on the front door, that's the rules, I believe, of if she was just putting decking and nothing else on that coach. So, but we do have to adjust it to the five-foot variance there. And the second-story screen porch, I believe, when she put that up, also there were steps and probably encroaching at that time. So she just includes that. I don't believe any of it has been created by the applicant. If you could say the movable sheds were put there by her, and she said she got permits for them, and they were put in by a contractor. She got a contractor, and this is typical of some of the contractors that put sheds in. They don't take into consideration the setbacks, so I can see the reason not created by the applicant there. Well, not essential character. Well, not all the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay.
So, with that, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,893.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,893. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,893 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good night.